Trump, and he reacted on Fox News earlier today.
Book, the Oversight Board will uphold the ban on Donald Trump. Your reaction?
Yeah, it's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites and suggesting that more nefarious things than what the president has been accused of actually go unnoticed often. And so this is a sad day for America, but a sadder day for the Facebooks of the world, who have actually enjoyed a very wild, wild west kind of regulatory environment. I can tell you that's going to change. The discussion will happen within hours of this decision on Capitol Hill, just a few blocks from where I am.
And so let me ask you then about legislation, right? Because there... You could almost get to bipartisan legislation, but for different reasons, right? Because, for example, Senator Elizabeth Warren wants regulations on big tech. And then you have someone like Senator Hawley, who also feels the same way. And they could get to the same place, but for very different reasons. Could they get to the same result? And in this Congress under President Biden?
Well, I would suggest that it's not going to be regulation that they look at from a legislative standpoint. This is going to be a breakup of big tech. You know, when you look at Google and Facebook, they have more power over what we read and what we see than any in the media. Than, you know, we look at very critically at people buying TV stations to say that they shouldn't have a monopoly. And yet Google and Facebook and YouTube actually control much of what America sees, whether it's you and I talking right now and it gets reposted on any of those platforms. They have the ability to actually raise that profile or lower it. And so it is time that we break up big tech, not just regulate them.
I like that idea. Now you can regulate them if you want, like they did the baby bells and others. Over the decades, over the centuries, really, we have done this before. Stay where you are. Coming up, Chuck Muth, one of the smartest guys politically I know. We'll talk about the Economic Forum and how much more money these legislators in Carson City are going to have to play with. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and we are getting some reduced speeds in several areas. 215 westbound at the airport connector, slow through there. You're only 35 miles per hour through the airport tunnel now. Also reduced speeds, 15 southbound at Oakey, 15 north at Tropicana as you work your way through the corridor. Crews are cleaning up that crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. The right lane is compromised in that one. Do expect some backups on that transition ramp too, merging from 15 north over to 515 eastbound. And lane restrictions causing congestion on Las Vegas Boulevard. That's all week long between Spring Mountain and Resorts World.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Using the qualifying metric, the starting lineup has been set for the Cup Series race coming up Sunday at Darlington as Brad Keselowski. He will start from the pole. He'll be joined in the front row by Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. in row 2, William Byron and Chase Elliott in row 3, Denny Hamlin and Matt DiBenedetto in row 4, Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick in row number 5. NASCAR has announced the post-race penalties from the weekend at Kansas, 3 crew chiefs being fined $10,000 for lug nut penalties, the crew chiefs of Kurt Busch, Chris Buescher, and Joey Logano. The weekend schedule at Darlington, the trucks are going to run on Friday, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, the Cup Series on Sunday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski? This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this this Wednesday hump day. Cinco de Mayo Day. Believe it or not, we're about, 25 minutes from being done? And that means I'm 26 minutes from celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I had a chance earlier today to talk to Chuck Muth, one of the smartest political dudes I know. And we were talking about this big thing that came down yesterday. The so-called Economic Forum projected that we are $586 million to the better as a result of, in fact, better than December. Because of money that's coming in and money that will come in. And I thought that was great. I had a chance to visit with him about that. And I asked him, what is the Economic Forum and what does it do?
It's a group of people with a strong financial background that look at all the various revenue sources, tax revenue sources from around the state, property taxes, sales taxes, gaming taxes. And their job is to predict how much tax revenue the state will have to spend over the next 2 years, and they set that cap. They say, okay, you can spend up to this amount of money, and that's where the governor and the legislature have to work from.
Is the Economic Forum always right? Are there times when they say you can spend $600 million, but only $400 million came in?
You know, I don't know that they've nailed it 100% of the time, but overall, the impressions that I've gotten is that they're closer to being right than not, and I would have to suggest that this group of individuals with their backgrounds is probably far better to judge such things than the legislators that we have to deal with up there. So it's kind of nice that the Economic Forum gives them an allowance that they're allowed to spend.
And they're being given an allowance of $586 million more than was estimated in December. Do we know how the legislature is going to spend this extra money?
Yes, quickly. that's exactly.
You're probably right.
This money is already burning a hole in their pockets. Our friend Assemblywoman Annie Black went on the floor of the Assembly today and compared them to kids in the candy store. And it is a shame. It's nice that you've got that extra money, but we shouldn't be spending it. If you remember, Kevin, last summer, I think at the July, I believe it was the July special session of the legislature, the governor and the legislature drained the rainy day fund to put towards patching up the holes that were in the budget due to the Sisolak shutdown. What they ought to do with that money is to put it back in the rainy day fund, not spend it. But unfortunately, the Democrats are in control up there, and I would guess they're probably going to spend every last dime of it before all is said and done.
Now, I'm just curious. There is obviously a lot of things that they'd like to spend money on. I know the Republicans had kind of an attitude of, we'd like to put a lot of this money towards one-time investments that don't have any out years to it. Is that what the Democrats are doing too?
Well, that's the fiscally responsible thing to do, because you know this $568 million, you know, that's a one-time thing for right now. But the blue state bailout money that's coming to all the states from Congress, which I believe Nevada's estimated to get $4.5 billion over the next few years, that's one-time funds. I mean, that money was given to the states supposedly to help alleviate problems that they experienced during the COVID shutdowns. The Republicans, to the best of my knowledge, their big push for was to spend $40 million of that to fix the absolute debacle that is the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, or DETR as we call it in short. That DETR has been an absolute disaster. There are people who filed for unemployment over a year ago who still haven't gotten their benefits. And if you need to invest $40 million of one-time funds to try to upgrade their computers or whatever they need to do to fix this problem, that's a good use of the money. Putting it into ongoing social welfare programs, when the money runs out, then the Nevada taxpayers are going to have to make up that difference. So it would be insane to use these one-time funds for ongoing programs, but that doesn't mean that the insanity of the Democrat-controlled legislature won't do it.
I'm curious, because this would be a great way to siphon off some of that $586 million and siphon some of that off for opportunity scholarships, for maybe ESAs. Are you hearing anything? I've been hearing that that Republicans are trying to bargain with the Democrats and that they might try and work a bargain relative to ESAs to at least get some funding for ESAs in this next biennium. Are you hearing any of that?
I have not heard that, and of course the devil would always be in the details, and I would be awfully suspicious of any such deal, because if the bargain is you give us $60 million, let's say, for education savings accounts, then we will go along with raising taxes here. Well, we've got all this extra money. The last thing we should be doing is raising taxes on anybody for anything right now. Including the mining industry, which is the big push that the Democrats are putting on right now. So if that's the bargain that some Republican leaders are looking at, that, okay, we'll support raising taxes on mining if you support education savings accounts, I'd have a real hard time going along with that. It's just not necessary. They should be putting that money into the education savings account program.
Do you see anything happening with opportunity scholarships, though? I mean, a program that's already underway.
Well, it is, but the Democrats have trimmed it back, if not tried to totally eliminate it. And we get back to that problem again that we started with, Kevin, using the blue state bailout money or this one-time infusion or extra windfall that we have. Opportunity scholarships and education savings accounts are ongoing programs. What you do not want to do is to get the money that would fund those programs for a year, 2 years, even 3 years, and then the money dries up, and then you've got people who have been sending their kids to a private school or an alternative school. Then all of a sudden the money's not there, and now they got to pull their kids out of that private school and put them back into the old public school that they tried to leave. So they really need to find a way to make this program, both programs, permanent in the budget, not something that's funded just with short-term funds.
Again, the president of Citizen Outreach, Chuck Muth, joining us, and we are now less than 4 weeks remaining in the 81st Nevada Legislature. What happens in these final 4 weeks? You've been an eyewitness to a whole lot of really strange stuff in the final weeks.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know what strange stuff we're going to find this time, because the Democrats have complete control of the legislature as well as the governor's office, and whatever bills that they want to have passed, they've got the numbers to pass them, with the exception of the tax hikes, in which case they would need a two-thirds supermajority, which they don't have by party registration right now. That's not to say they can't peel off, you know, two or three Republicans here and there to give them the two-thirds supermajority. And I never trust these Republicans to hold the line on that sort of thing. But, you know, they can get whatever they want. I think the last the surprise was this Canizero care is what they're calling it, trying to come up with a public option for health care again. That, you know, there could be some surprise like that still yet to come. But it looks like maybe Canizero care is just going to be the big one that we're going to have to watch out for between now and the end of the session.
And that's SB 420. SB 420. Call your legislator, your assemblyman, or woman, your state senator, and tell them that SB 20 has got to go. We are not ready for a public option. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. By the way, in case you are a big baseball fan, John Means threw a no-hitter. Baltimore Orioles pitcher threw a no-hitter at the Seattle Mariners. 6-0 the final, and Seattle never even got a sniff. They didn't even get a hit, and they didn't get a walk either, for that matter. So it really... congratulations to John Means of the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go to Frank, because Frank's been holding very, very patiently, and I appreciate that. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I need your experience. How many years have you been in radio?
I've been in radio a long, long time, 20, 30-something years.
Wow. No. I'm going to be doing this survey with a bunch of them. I'm going to assume that you've seen the movie Talk Radio, too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know some of the hosts, one's on your station, and she doesn't really do talk radio. She does lecture radio, and a bunch of them do that. But I'm up in the air, and I want your insight. There's some people on the air, obviously, here, and if you get on, they're not, I'm asking you, is it talk radio? Well, what they do is they take only emails. They do read the entire email, and then they respond. Do you consider that talk radio? Would you, in your chair, would you call that talk radio?
Talk radio comes in a lot of different formats. You've got folks that are strong opinion guys. You've got people that are opinion and production stuff. Rush Limbaugh was... just very, very different. He was unique. But he was different than a lot of people that you would hear on this radio station and other radio stations in the market.
I'm asking about I'm specifically asking, inquiring, and I don't know that there's a right or wrong. That's why I'm seeking your perspective. How about the guys that are just reading emails and responding to emails on their show? Would you still consider that talk radio?
It's talk radio, but it's kind of one way.
That's why I was kind of up in the air, but and you got to realize Rush's phones were jammed before he even walked in the office. So anyway,
well, and can I tell you?
Time,
and can
thank
I tell you?
So much.
Thank you, Frank. And I'll just give you kind of a behind the scenes thing. That Rush Limbaugh didn't take a lot of calls. He didn't. He would go an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours before he ever picked up a phone. Does that mean it's not talk radio? No, of course not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Nuts.com is the place to be if you want a healthy snack or a tasty treat. If you need a little help filling your pantry, you should see Nuts.com. Dried fruit, superfood, nuts and seeds, gluten-free, chocolate treats, bubble tea. We've got what you want to eat. Wholesale, single serve, condiments and nut butters, jelly beans and healthy snacks. Nuts.com is where it's at. Nuts.com.
Nuts.com is your one-stop snack and pantry shop. Shop fresh nuts, dried fruits, sweet treats, and pantry staples like quinoa, pasta, flours, and more. Find over 4,000 products at Nuts.com. First-time customers get free shipping now at Nuts.com. That's Nuts.com for free shipping.
Nuts.com.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word today is going to be for Dr. Anthony Fauci. Last night, I don't know if you caught this, but it was kind of funny. He was yucking it up with Jimmy Kimmel, a guy that knows nothing about nothing. But he's a former Vegas guy, so we cut him some slack. He was pitching vaccinations. This was Dr. Anthony Fauci with Jimmy Kimmel last night on the TV.
First of all, I love you. I think you are a godsend to us in this country. And I am grateful for your sanity throughout all of this. But are you... I would imagine, and of course I'm putting my own brain in this situation, are you frustrated by the fact that after all the work you and so many people did to get these vaccines working and available, that a quarter of this country will not get it?
Yeah, yes, Jimmy, it is very frustrating, not only because, you know, you care about everyone in the country. You care about the health and the safety of individuals. But also, you know, there's a societal responsibility that we should all have to put an end to this outbreak. And if you have a group of people who understandably may think that they're invulnerable because they're young and healthy, and statistically the chances of their getting into trouble when they get vaccinated, therefore it doesn't make any difference if they get infected because they likely will do well, that's really not the right attitude for the following reason. One, you're not exempt from a serious outcome, because we still see now a number of young people getting seriously ill. But also what happens if you let yourself get infected, it isn't just you in a vacuum. You may inadvertently and innocently infect somebody else who will infect someone who will really get in trouble. That could be someone's grandmother or grandfather, someone's wife who's on chemotherapy for breast cancer. So you can't think about yourself in a vacuum. You have to think about somewhat of your societal responsibility. So that's really the frustrating part, Jimmy.
At what point do we give up on these boneheads and send the shots to India, where they really need them and want them?
No, you don't want to give up on people. You want to give them the opportunity, first of all, to make it very, very easy for them to get vaccinated. You know, the president today made the announcement that we're going to pull back from the big massive vaccination programs and really have it a walk-in type thing where you can walk into any of tens of thousands.